County Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Jim Robb of the LMIC right after this.
When you pour milk on your cereal each morning, do you ever wonder how that milk was produced? For every glass of milk you drink, there are over 1,000 dairy farm families in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma who are working to be sure you can have the most wholesome and nutritious milk they can produce. All the while, they remain committed to protecting the environment and supporting sustainable agriculture, while struggling with the same economic challenges we all face. In today's economy, we all want to stretch our dollar at the grocery store. Milk remains one of the best values for your dollar. If you do the math, an 8-ounce glass of milk costs around 25 cents. So, for a couple dimes and a nickel, you get a glass packed with protein, calcium, B vitamins, as well as vitamins A and D, all important to good health. So drink up. That milk is good for you and your family's budget. If you'd like to learn more about modern dairy farming, please check us out at dairyfarmingtoday.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center, based out of Denver, indicating that cash cattle prices have fallen back rather significantly from the high of springtime, that $1.23 that we saw a couple of months ago now, or this last couple of weeks, to $1.404 a hundredweight. Jim Robb says one of the things that has resulted from that that fall off of those extreme highs for cattle owners has been an improvement in packer margins for those that are processing the cattle.
And I think a rather important improvement, especially in March and then compounded in April and through the first 2 weeks of May, packer margins were much lower than normal, in most cases not covering their costs. And the normal seasonal trend is that they start gaining margin as we get into those spring grilling months, and we gain margin on the packer side as April progresses and into May. But as we got into that third week of May, with the lower fed cattle market and the unraveling that happened there, the box beef market, it went down, but not to the same extent. The drop value still remains very strong. So packer margins really turned very quickly in a two-week period back to normal relationships. They're not making excess profits for this time of year, but it certainly is a much more positive picture, and a positive picture as we look ahead in their ability to bid for fed cattle, where that was very tight. Packer margins were really constraining their bidding for cattle in most of May. And we saw that really turn around, and I think that does bode a little bit better here for their aggressiveness. If they can get the retailers, et cetera, to start buying some meat ahead, they're going to be willing to process more cattle than they did last month, which is really needed as we look ahead, because we are looking at somewhat larger cattle supplies over the next couple months with these larger on-feed numbers.
And Jim Robb's hopeful that this is helping set us up for a decent summer demand-wise as compared to 2010.
I think it really is. It's really returning to normal relationships after, you know, a very negative period. And I think it will persist over the summer months. Again, kind of the major caveat is, will that consumer demand really emerge over the summer months? We've been especially concerned about not really what we call the end meats, the chuck and the round, but those middle meats, the steaks, the prime rib. Those items still are really dragging compared to the lower priced beef cuts, and that's really the concern, and that's really an area where maybe this grilling season still has some potential to put some value back in. But unfortunately, as we look overall, the recent weakness in those middle meats looks very reminiscent to last year, and that was a real drag on our fed cattle market last summer. So we got some hopeful signs, but it's really not clear cut yet.
Jim Robb of the LMIC, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.